to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope here at beautiful Christ Cathedral. And we have another incredible guest, an individual who he's a role model for me, to be candid with you. I try to keep up with him. I can't possibly do that. That's Mark McElrath, who is executive director for Santiago Retreat Center, along with 10 other things he's doing. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you, Deacon. Good to be with you today.
It is so amazing. And we're talking about retreat centers today and spirituality. And the reality is we have in the Diocese of Orange and Orange County an amazing retreat center, but we're going to get into that in a second. But before we do that, we have a man who's on fire with the Holy Spirit, who's on fire with the love of Jesus. Did that happen at birth? Or tell us a little bit about your story, Mark, and your family and so forth.
Well, Deacon, I was born in Long Beach at St. Mary's Hospital, where my 8 other siblings were all born as well.
Wow.
So I'm the youngest of 9 kids. My parents resided in Orange County in Garden Grove, probably 2 miles from where we sit right now. So we grew up in St. Columban's Parish and just had a very active, fully integrated Catholic family and culture and parish at that particular time. I grew up in the 60s and 70s and went to school first 4 years at the public school, Gilbert School in Garden Grove. And then my parents' business took off and I was the youngest and kind of a latchkey kid. So they put me in the best place they could have found, which was St. Catherine's Military Academy in Anaheim. So
awesome.
Grades 5 through 8, I lived with the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose and 200 other boys who worked in a very military environment. We organized around squads and companies and platoons and battalions and worked our way through in a merit and demerit system. And so we lived a very group monastic experience Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, I'd go home to be with our family and spend the summers with our family. But I grew up in a very unique way, but it was a gift every step of the way.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then from there, what happened?
After high school, I went to Servite High School. After high school, I moved to the Coachella Valley where our business was located. My dad owned a chain of retail stores, and I worked in the family business. So I moved out to the desert to go to college, College of the Desert. While I was there, I made a change into the hospitality industry. I went to work for Marriott Hotels, started as a busboy, ended up as a restaurant manager in a short period of time. Met my who would become my wife now of 35 years, Drusilla. We got married and then started the career move and moved to Los Angeles, where I was the restaurant manager at the Marina Del Rey Marriott. Then moved up to the Pacific Northwest, worked for a hotel company called Red Lion Hotels, became a hotel general manager, and after a couple of years came back to run the family business with my brother Rich, which was manufacturing women's apparel as well as running a chain of independent boutiques throughout resort locations in the western U.S.
Well, before I get into the spirituality of your journey, which Red Lion? I used to spend a lot of time in Red Lions.
Well, let's see. The first Red Lion I worked at was the Red Lion in SeaTac, which is over at the Seattle-Tacoma Airport in Seattle.
Check. Been there.
850-room hotel, big monster property. It was great fun to work there. And then I moved to Spokane, where I was at the Spokane Valley Red Lion, where I was the assistant manager there. Then they transferred me to Bakersfield, so we got loaded up the U-Haul, moved down to Bakersfield. I was the assistant manager there. And then we transferred back up to Washington to Wenatchee, Washington, where I was the general manager of the Red Lion Hotel in Wenatchee.
And, wow. Awesome.
Then over to Bellevue. So it was a fun run, and it was great. Learned a lot and just loved everything about the hospitality business.
This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're talking about retreat centers and Santiago Retreat Center and really having that metanoia, as Scripture talks about, that transformation. Tell us about your transformation. Were you always on fire like you are now, or was there a particular event that happened?
I'd say that I grew up in a very traditional Catholic family where the parish and the family and the business were all the focus point of the life growing up. It was a very large, fun, happy house. There was always, you know, 10, 11, 12 people around the table. Then when I went to St. Catherine's, it was a radical shift and a change, very structured life. Then at Servite in high school, at that time, it was a time of tremendous change in the world in the 1970s. That's probably where I fell out of practice of the faith, which I came back to when my wife, Drusilla, was pregnant with our first daughter. That's when I went back to church. And that was in Wenatchee at St. Joseph's Parish. And I'd been away from the faith probably for about 6-7 years. And it was the exact perfect place for me to come back to get back into the rhythm of life in the life of the church. And really the thing that taught me how to pray was my wife's delivery of our first child. It was a 36-hour labor.
Wow.
Emergency cesarean section was fraught with peril. And as a man in the delivery room watching this, knowing there wasn't a thing I could do to impact what was happening to my wife, the only thing I could do was pray. And I had a very direct, very long, very direct conversation with God, just asking him for her to be delivered and the child to be delivered. And if this child and this woman would come through, I would do everything in my life to raise that child, to know him, to love him, and to serve him as he created her. And I didn't even know what I was talking about. I literally made a consecration of this child. I lifted her back up, and that was really the moment for me, that preparation of going back to Mass during the pregnancy and then that challenging delivery. And since then, it's just been an ongoing rush of life in the church.
My brothers and sisters, we're on Empowered by the Spirit with Mark McElrath, who is someone on fire with the Lord, is an evangelist working, among other things, as executive director at Santiago Retreat Center. It's so important to understand how much God passionately wants you to say yes to him. Remember John 15:16, it is not you who called me, so the Lord says, it is I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of me, I will give to you. And it's so important to understand that God is knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door. Some of you are listening right now. As Mark said, he was away from the church for 5 or 6 years. And some of you are been away from the church, and somehow you dialed into the show. Somehow you're listening to this show in which God wants to change your heart. And Jesus saying, come back to me. What's the message that you have for them, Mark?
Well, the best thing you just say is yes. And getting to yes is a very difficult thing for us to do. We're very focused on self and our own plan, our own agenda, our own time frame. We're formed that way in the American culture, particularly in business and in school. But again, from my experience as being a part of a large family and then later working in conjunction with other students at the military school and then in teams at team sports, you learn that you can get a lot done if you're working in collaboration with others. In sports, things don't happen unless you pass the ball and move the ball forward. So God kind of wants to work with us in that same way. He wants to throw us the ball, but he doesn't want us to hold it. He wants us to pass it on to the next person. He wants us to say yes to the invitation and welcome other people into it as well. In my case, again, as we mentioned, it was in that delivery room. And I'll tell you a funny story that happened that really affirmed what I've discerned over the years. About 3 years ago, I was hosting a music festival at the retreat center. And a friend of mine from Nashville, Tennessee, had some of his musicians coming through. And so we put him on the bill. I had no idea who was going to be performing. And this one young woman came up and did her set and was fantastic, really just captured the entire spirit of what was happening. And she was telling her story and where she was from and a little bit about her family. And as she came off stage, I pulled her aside. I said, now, where are you from? Well, I'm from upstate New York. And your dad, is he a doctor? She goes, yeah, it's Dr. Bill Boudreau. And I said, Dr. Bill Boudreau from Wenatchee? She goes, yeah, 20 years earlier, we had lived in Wenatchee. I said, well, Dr. Bill Boudreau was the doctor who delivered my daughter at the moment of my conversion.
Wow.
And here we are 27 years later, and his daughter, who's a Franciscan new grad, where my daughter Mercedes, who was born that day, also went. And it all just kind of came right there at this little retreat center in Santiago Retreat Center. And I'm like, God, thank you for this gift of being able to affirm everything we've been living these last years.
That's fantastic. Well, now you were very successful in business and doing a lot of different things, but somehow God was knocking on your door to really be involved in a number of different projects, and Santiago Retreat Center being one of the most important. And why is Santiago Retreat Center or any retreat center so vital as it relates to spirituality and the growth of spirituality?
Well, Scripture tells us that God speaks to us oftentimes in the quiet, on the whisper of the wind. And so when we're in our busy everyday life and we're connected to our cell phones and our computers and all the hubbub happening in our households and in our radio, in our car with the radios on, with all the noise of life, often it's good to just unplug from our daily reality. Even when we're living, you know, a daily Mass experience or frequent reception of the sacraments, it's always good to take a time to go away and just be still and actively listen to what God is trying to tell us. And when we're still and open and actively listening, chances are we'll capture that inspiration of what he wants for us, that gift that he wants to give us, that metanoia experience. And then we can take it back into our daily life and incorporate it into our life, into our marriages, into our parenting, into our work relationships, the customers that we serve, the employees that we work with, the people that we come across, just happenstance in life. You just never know who God is going to place in your path. But this aspect of retreat, renewal, and then coming back and then sharing it with others is really what the retreat spirituality is all about.
My brothers and sisters, it's so important for us to grow spiritually. Jesus went up to the mountain. He went by himself. He needed to pray to the Father. He needed to have that special time, that time of quiet, that time of being one with the Father, to let the Holy Spirit take over. My brothers and sisters, you're listening to this show because God is calling you into a deeper relationship. And part of that relationship is attending a retreat center and hopefully Santiago Retreat Center. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about what Santiago Retreat Center is all about and how it is calling to you as you listen to the show. We'll be right back.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery. That of the mind and that of the body.
We want no Tolton's in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get.
May I never give up.
Learn more at ToltonDrama.com.
See Tolton at Christ Cathedral's Free Theater, January 26th through 28th. For info, go to ccdramaseries.com.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occatholic.com/travel.
Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here on Empowered by the Spirit with Mark McElrath, who's the Executive Director of Santiago Retreat Center, a Catholic Christian retreat center located in the foothills of the Santa Ana Mountains. It's really convenient to so many different areas, and I know your outreach is in a number of dioceses. Tell us about that.
Well, God has created this unique space. It's 17 miles from where we sit right now. If you go out Chapman, you just go 17 miles up, just past the toll road, you'll run right into the retreat center. It's a 500-acre parcel, which is right in front of the Cleveland National Forest with hundreds of thousands of protected forest land. In front of us, we have 50,000 acres of Orange County Parks reserved open space that will never be developed. Immediately, we share a property line with the St. Michael's Abbey new property, which is 380 acres. And then our founders, Dan and Diane Dulac, are our neighbors on the west side, and they have a 100-acre parcel there. So we have, you know, between the Abbey, the Dulacs, and the Retreat Center, a very unique situation of roughly 1,000 contiguous acres of Catholic space in this wilderness setting. But it's only 25 minutes from urban core of Disneyland Resort. So you can get to the Retreat Center from anywhere in the Southland. Within a two-hour drive, we have over 20 million people, and 7 million of which are Catholics, and 600 of which are Catholic parishes. So it's a very unique space that God created and has provided for the renewal of the church throughout the entire Southland.
Now, I personally have been on retreat at Santiago Retreat Center, and I can say it is A+. It's not a 5-star resort, but it is a place where you can get this change, this deepening of spirituality, a deepening of relationship, and tell us about the Retreat Center itself.
Well, the Retreat Center isn't meant to be a 5-star resort. As I mentioned, my background in hospitality, I know the difference between a 5-star resort where I was trained and the efficiency of being able to get into a businessman's life on a businessman's hotel. This Retreat Center is really about getting as many people as we can out there. It's really built for volume. We primarily focus right now on our group business and primarily on our confirmation groups. You know, strategically, as we think about the life of the parish, as we all know, the church is going through a tremendous time of change. And for the future, in terms of this demographic change, it really focuses on the future of the church. Every parish has a requirement to form people for sacramental preparation. Confirmation is that time period in a person's life where they're being called and invited to consider God's call to them in their life for them to affirm their faith. Every parish has a requirement for at least a two-year preparation period. It's Diocese of San Bernardino, it's actually a three-year preparation period. And each one of those years should include some form of retreat where you take 100 to 200, 300 kids off for an encounter with the Lord. And that's really what the primary focus of the mission, of the Retreat Center's mission is right now, which is group retreats around confirmation prep and spirituality groups, people like Jovenes para Cristo, Eucharistic Youth, groups like that. So our groups, we have three designated areas. Each one has meeting space, dormitories, a unique chapel to that particular area. Also has a place, obviously, to take care of the basic necessities of life and washroom and lavatory facilities, and then as well as a central dining hall where we prepare and serve all the food for all the guests that come in. So during the school year, during the 38 weeks of the school year, any particular weekend, we might be having between 150 and 500 kids up on retreat. And it's built for volume, and it's built for teenagers. And so that's why you can imagine it's an industrial strength kind of place. But the real beauty of it is the wilderness of God's creation. And that's what is really the magic of Santiago, the open space. You know, we live in so much luxury here in our day-to-day life in Orange County that being able to get out into the wilderness of what was once the old, the same path that the Franciscan friars who do the first evangelization here, when they were walking from San Juan Capistrano to Mission San Gabriel, they walked right through those foothills. And overnighted at the Yorba Rancho, which is now in the Anaheim Hills. So this path is really in the path of the footsteps of the Franciscan friars, and we take that very seriously at the Retreat Center.
This Retreat Center is really incredibly beautiful and awesome, and there in the foothills, which is so important as it relates to hiking or just being alone with God. And tell us about some of the really unique things about the Retreat Center.
Well, the number one unique thing is Bishop Kevin Vann instituted or reserved the Blessed Sacrament at Santiago a little over a year ago. He had Father Steve Slott come out and bless the chapel, which previously had been located at Marywood Center. It had been the Curcio Chapel. So Dan, in his unique vision as a contractor, and went out there, took a look at it, decided how to deconstruct it, put it in a flatbed truck, drive it up to the Retreat Center, and then rebuild it. So we have this historically significant chapel that had been located at the Diocesan Center for 40 years in a place of retreat. Now it's at our facility, and that's where Father Steve blessed the chapel, and then Jesus resides in the tabernacle there. That's the home for all of our daily liturgies, our morning prayer, our evening prayer, and our daily Mass. Monday through Thursday, our chaplain celebrates Mass on site. You know, that from that hub, it all kind of moves out. So, you know, we have the Shroud Center of Southern California is located there. We have the beautiful Marian Grotto that one of our young adult residents had gifted to the Retreat Center. It has a beautiful shrine of Our Lady of Peace, beautiful shrine to Our Lady of Lavang, beautiful shrine to Our Lady of Sorrows. We have a high-intensity team-building ropes course there. We have three different stations of the cross with all different elements of difficulty of hikes, everything from a very low-impact stations of the cross to a very challenging hike that is about a mile and a half and takes you to high elevation, and it really takes some physical challenge to get up to. So we have something for everyone on those particular aspects.
So this particular retreat center, as you said, is it has something for everyone. It certainly has a spirituality. We've talked about confirmation students. So all of those listening in, if you're part of any confirmation team or any sort of youth ministry, this retreat center really is something you ought to seriously consider. And as I say that, how do they find out about you?
Well, the number one way they find out about us is through the website, which is www.santiagoretreatcenter.org. If you come to the website, you'll see all the information that'll tell you about it. You'll see photographs, you'll see pictures, you'll see the different elements, you'll see some layout of some turnkey agendas. A lot of parishes don't go on retreat because they simply don't have the volunteers or the expertise or a staff member that knows how to put on a retreat. So we'll do a turnkey retreat for those parishes where they come to us and we'll handle the entire thing from soup to nuts. Literally from the welcome at the parish, and then the buses transporting them up to the retreat center where our team will ride on the buses with them. We'll handle the chaperoning and help train the volunteers on how to chaperone the students, how to break into small groups, and then we'll go through the retreat experience and everything from the music to the witness talks to the various encounters that we have, as well as the recreation that takes place at the retreat center during the retreat experience. You know, we hit all the different elements, all the basic necessities, as well as the quiet necessary to allow people to hear the voice of God.
One of the things that's so important, and we all know the statistics of how many young adults, let's say, how many teenagers, once they're past confirmation, they really don't get involved in church like they need to, and or they go on to college or they get married and somehow drop out. Retreat centers can help lay a foundation of spirituality to really help that whole process so that it doesn't happen as readily, that they get that personal encounter with Christ. Your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, the great thing, number one, our spiritual home is our parish. And our home, our actual house, is our domus ecclesia, our house church, is our first place of worship around the table with our family, our parents, and the siblings that we have. And then our house churches gather together in this parish structure. And the parish is really called to be our spiritual home and our primary place. And if we were lucky enough to go to a parish that had a school attached to it, it makes it very convenient to integrate our life of formation as well as our spiritual life. But again, for any of us, it's important to go away, and a retreat center is a neutral place outside of the day-to-day reality, the humdrum of things that we take for granted, and we just might have a different perspective, a different take on what's going on at that particular time period. So the retreat center is a place of, again, when you go away, it allows you to maybe reconsider, do an examination of conscience, how are things going in my life? If I'm a 13-year-old, 14-year-old preparing for confirmation, allows me to really consider, is this the adult decision that I want to make to be fully, actively introduced into the church and affirm it when the bishop lays his hands on me at the sacrament time? Or if you're volunteering and participating, either as a team member or if you come to one of our summer camps during the summer and you want to volunteer and get more actively involved in that, it allows you to experience the life of the church in a different, unique way that way as well.
Tell us more about these summer camps.
Well, summer camps are a completely different thing than what we do for the group retreats. Summer camps take place pretty much from the middle of June through the first week in August. And at that time period, we really invite people to just unplug from whatever they happen to be doing. It's time of change. Schools are usually out. So if you're not going to summer school or if you've got a week of vacation or a place that you need to give the kids, we've got some tremendous programs that are available. We do four that we manage. The first one this summer is our Camp El Camino, which is for our middle schoolers. It's for boys and girls, grades 6th, 7th, and 8th, all the way into entering 9th grade. It's an excellent high-intensity, very challenging. It's daily mass, sacrament of reconciliation, daily prayer, a lot of fun high-intensity games. So that's our Camp El Camino. Following that, the next week we have our Vacation Bible Camp, which is really from pre-K all the way through high school. So there's something for every age in the family as well as the family itself. It's a lot of fun. This will be our 10th year of doing Vacation Bible Camp. And I know a lot of parishes do Vacation Bible School. This adds a little extra flavor to it because of the overnight component. We do a day camp, but then we also have an overnight component where families come out and camp on the campground. They bring their RVs out or they might pitch a tent. That adds an entirely unique experience to the Vacation Bible Camp vibe. And then our third camp experience is one we're very proud of, which is called Blossom. It's the Santiago Girls Camp. And it's really about the formation of girls and young women, grades 3 through 8, and really teaching John Paul II's letter to women, Dignitatis Mulieribus, and talking about the unique creation that is the woman. And so with that particular one, our programming includes representation from women's religious orders. We have a different order that comes out every day, and it's with the campers. They're sisters that are in habits, and they're out there doing the tug of war and the messy games and all the things that the campers do. And it gives the girls an opportunity to see religious life up close in a very natural way. They can have a very easy conversation with somebody across a lunch table with a woman who's consecrated her life and given it completely to God as a bride of Christ in one of the religious orders. And then our final camp is Catholic Family Camp, which is something for all generations. It's mom and dad and grandparents. I know that I experience it as a grandparent, and it's a totally unique experience than what my grandchildren would have. And so that's those are our four summer camps. We also have usually 10 additional camps that other people put on that we host at our place. It might be Millis Christi from San Diego. Might be the Diocesan Youth Ministry Leadership Team who's forming the next generation of leaders in the parish. Might be a parish cluster group. Perhaps it's Eucharistic Youth or one of the Korean Catholic centers that comes out. So there's always a lot of vibrancy happening in a short period of time during the summer.
As Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit, we're going to be right back to talk more about Santiago Retreat Center.
Join us for Catholic Night at Honda Center, February 9th, as we watch the Ducks take on the Edmonton Oilers at 7 p.m. And join our Catholic Trinity League schools as they play a special exhibition immediately following the Ducks game. Your ticket will include access to this special game as well. Don't miss the modern-day high school choir perform the national anthem along with Don Wright. The first 500 tickets purchased through this special offer will come with a limited edition Anaheim Ducks Catholic Night hat. To purchase tickets, call 714-282-3045 or visit anaheimducks.com/Catholic Night.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Hello, everyone. We're back here on high atop the Tower of Hope, beautiful Christ Cathedral here in Garden Grove, California, in the Diocese of Orange. And we're with Mark McElrath talking about Santiago Retreat Center. And we have a guest who all of a sudden just appeared. It's an Advent miracle. And Katie Hughes, who is in charge of our young adults for our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you.
And the reason that Katie is on this segment is that we had a retreat at Santiago Retreat Center with young adults.
We did.
And I wanted to kind of get your insight, too. But before we do that, go to Mark again and talk about the important aspect of young adult spirituality in retreat centers. And I know that's also a focus in addition to the confirmation students and youth is really getting the young adults on fire to come back to the church in a very powerful way and be leaders in the church. Your thoughts, Mark?
Absolutely. In fact, we've got an active program that grew out of this natural need, which we call Camp Crossroads. And that's something we work on with the pastoral region of the San Gabriel Valley, which is in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles with Bishop O'Connell. But the young adults there have a program called Crossroads just down the street from the retreat center. So it was very natural for them to start an aspect of, let's just go out to Santiago on a monthly basis and have something as simple as a hike. We'll just go out and hike and pray. And we'll invite our friends to come out and hike and pray. So once a month, young adults will come out. They'll hike some of our hills, see some of our vistas. And most importantly, they're making an active movement towards leaning in to a life in Christ, wherever they happen to be. Some might be neophyte that are just returning. Others might be very actively engaged in their parish or their life, or might be a very well-formed Catholic who's living an authentic Catholic life. But it gives them a reason to bring people out for hospitality. So they pray together, they have a meal, they hike a little bit. Usually there's some Lectio Divina, which is some deep reflection on the scriptures. They might bring out somebody from the seminary. We have several of our seminarians and some of our professors that'll come out, take advantage of the beautiful natural surroundings. And so that natural monthly gathering of the hike lends itself then to opportunities for overnight. And during the Southern California Renewal Conference and during the LA Congress, which are both located at the Anaheim Convention Center, we open up one of our dormitories and create what we call Camp Crossroads B&B. And so young adults that don't want to take the added expense of a hotel room can stay for very limited funds. They can stay in one of our dormitories in very meager surroundings, but they have everything they need, most importantly, access to the chapel and Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. They can pray late into the night, meet fellowship with other young adults. And so that's a natural on-ramp for relations with people. And then we invite them to come for our summer program, which is called Camp Crossroads. We open one of our dorms for the entire summer where they can come for a day, a week, a month. Some people even spend the entire summer.
My brothers and sisters, is Deacon Steve Greco here with Mark McElrath talking about young adults and retreat centers in this segment of the show, along with Katie Hughes, who is part of our ministry, Spiritual Hearts, is one of our leaders, and is in charge of young adult ministry for us. And Katie, you had a retreat at Santiago. Mm-hmm. Why is the retreat center such an important experience for the spirituality that often young adults, and all of us certainly are looking for, but young adults really are attracted to that type of spirituality? Your thoughts and the experience that you guys had there?
You know, the Santiago Retreat Center, when you first get there, you're surrounded by the trees, the nature. It kind of limits your access to the outside world. And
turn the cell phone off.
It doesn't work.
You can leave it on. It's not going to work.
That's just awesome.
And It takes some getting used to, but when you say yes to that limitation, the Lord provides something greater because you're taking things out of your life that aren't there and present, and He fills them with His goodness. He fills you with His creation, a reminder of that. Wherever you go, it's the nature, it's the birds, it's the greenery, it's the quiet and the stillness.
And it's the chapel.
And it's the chapel.
The chapel was so special. You know, we had Mass there the first night with Father Ethan, our good friend. And there is this reality, and this is, my brothers and sisters, in Psalms 46:11, be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. That stillness, that quietness. Why is that so important for all of us, but for young adults? Why are they looking for that?
Well, it's something they don't have. It's something that the world isn't giving them. And Jesus gives that. If you have to ask for that grace, because going into retreat, going into the retreat center, you still need to ask. Even though there's a lot of limitations, you ask the Lord, you know, empty me of all those things. Let me just receive your graces. I want to know you. I want to connect with you. I want to know your heart. I want to be one with you, Lord. And when you have that desire, truly, He provides it. In each person's different how He does it. It may be on a walk in silence. It may be during that quiet time in adoration. But He will provide. He always comes through, and our world doesn't understand that. And that's because taking out the noise and all of that, it doesn't understand it. It doesn't understand the Lord and how He, like you said, He speaks to you in the whisper. He speaks to you in His gentleness. And I always like to think of it as silence is deafening. And awesome. He gets your attention.
And He pours out love upon you, my brothers and sisters. Jesus there, He is love. God is love. And we so much are searching for love. And so many times, all of us and young adults, they're involved in, they're so busy. They're running around from this project to that project with kids, all kinds of things going on in their life. You know, Facebook and Instagram and, you know, every social media you can possibly think of. My brothers and sisters, and I'm going to use the word, I'm going to step out right now and take the leap of faith, Mark. But I don't know if the right word is crisis, but that's kind of what I feel. But let's just say urgency. Let's call it urgency.
Urgency is great.
You and I talked about that before the show started, is that we both feel this sense of urgency to be evangelists, to spread the word of God, the good news of Jesus Christ, to have that transformation. And I'm going to focus on young adults and all those who are listening out there. You know, really get your young adult ministry on fire. If you don't have one, start one. You know, make sure you have the right people and have retreat centers as part of that. And I'm going to challenge you even, Mark, and your team and Dan and so forth with all the wonderful things you do. I think we can take another leap forward and really have this outreach throughout the Diocese of Orange, Los Angeles, all the dioceses that you touch, to get as many young adult retreats as possible to Santiago Retreat Center, because I think it will make a difference. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. In addition to what I do at Santiago Retreat Center, we have a Catholic business club called Catholics at Work, OC, and we started a young adult track 5 years ago because we looked around and there was nothing happening for young adults in the Diocese of Orange that we could discern. So a friend of mine, Pasquale Tallarico, and I said, well, let's try and pop up something that was meaningful. And what we thought we were going to do ended up being not what the Lord was calling us to. I thought we were going to have a catechism study and get people together for a social cocktail party in a hotel. And then afterwards, we'd have a little intellectual discussion. And then, you know, it would be very much how I relate to God when I'm 23. Well, it's a whole different world today. And how a 23-year-old today who's been formed in the youth ministry of Life Teen or very comfortable praying, these are people that learned how to grow up praise and worship music. I found out that the aspect of having like-minded peers that were similarly formed, they wanted to be together. They wanted community. And so we shifted that change, and it became much more about prayer and less about study and much more about community and much more about hospitality. And as that ministry started to take off, YCP, Young Catholic Professionals, out of Fort Worth, Texas, started to grow. And so Jennifer Ball called me up, and we helped on-ramp that and pop that up. And now we have a thriving YCP chapter here in Orange County. It's one of the most robust ones in all of the country. We probably have a dozen parish-based young adult groups now that are really thriving or growing. I'm thinking particularly of St. Anne's. I'm thinking of Rise out of Our Lady Queen of Angels. These are things that were started by young adults because there was a natural need. Some leaders stepped up. They organized with the support of their pastor, and now they have thriving young adult ministries. Here at Christ Cathedral, we have a young adult evening once a month called Gather, which is really focused around praise and worship music as well. So every Theology on Tap, every week in the Diocese of Orange, there's at least one young adult evening happening somewhere that's in a neutral space outside of a parish. And then in parish life, taking place at least in a dozen. I think there might be as many as 15 now. We have a diocesan office of young adult ministry that's doing a great job. Now is the time, Deacon. The young adults want it. They need it. They're looking for a gathering, coming together, and drilling down deeper in prayer and in formation and in community. So I think you're absolutely discerning the right urgency.
And they're looking for family, as you mentioned, you know, that family together, and you mentioned the community, but that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you know, the young adult ministries that we're part of are doing wonderful things, but I challenge everyone involved in young adult ministry to look at the fruit as it relates to what extent are lives being changed. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's not about going to a concert, not going about an event, but it is about how do I have that new Pentecost within me,
yes,
the Holy Spirit within me. Your thoughts on that, Katie?
I think looking at the needs of young adults, but also the authenticity of the program, whatever you're doing. And when people come to you, the number one thing is make sure they know they are loved and they are welcomed.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, when you go to Santiago Retreat Center, you feel that love. You know, it's like it's anointed ground. You know, I believe like we do pilgrimages, and when we go to various holy places in the Holy Land or different sites in different countries, you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus. And that's really at Santiago Retreat Center.
Absolutely. Hospitality is at the heart of the Middle Eastern experience. To receive someone as if you're receiving Christ himself. And that is really what our faith is all about. We are a hospitable faith. The Catholic faith is rooted in the Middle East tradition and the Jewish faith. And we are all about welcoming the other as if he is God himself.
We're going to talk more about that welcoming, about that transformation. When we come right back, this is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery, that of the mind and that of the body.
We want no Toltons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get!
May I never give up.
Learn more at ToltonDrama.com.
See Tolton at Christ Cathedral's Free Theater, January 26th through 28th. For info, go to ccdramaseries.com. The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco here, high atop the Tower of Hope. We are Empowered by the Spirit with Mark McElrath, who is Executive Director of Santiago Retreat Center, Katie Hughes, who is Operations Director for Spirit-Filled Hearts and in charge of our young adult ministry. And we've been talking about retreat centers, and we were talking about young adults in the last segment, and I want to continue with that. The Diocese of Orange has a very specific young adult plan and initiative, and tell us about that, Mark.
Well, the Bishop of Orange, Kevin Vann, in his prudential judgment, discerned that it was important to take a time of listening and preparation. And so over an 18-month period of time, a pastoral plan was put together through dialogue and encounter with the parishes and various aspects of life. And this pastoral plan has seven main pillars, but I think the plan can really be summed up in the three words that the bishop used in his introduction letter, which are encuentro, comunio, and camino. And what he means by that is that the encuentro is that time period with we as an individual and as the people of God come into encounter with God, that relationship, the vertical relationship. The communio is more aspect of taking what we receive and living it on the horizontal plane together, one person to person with each other, in the family, in the parish, in the community, of the workspace or the school, wherever you happen to be, whoever you're with, that communio. But it's also with recognizing that God is present in the other as well as in yourself. And then the third aspect of that pastoral plan is camino, which means the journey, that every day we're on a journey, a path, ultimately back towards really the judgment seat, the four last things that are going to be death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Every one of us is going to face that. So our camino is leading us back to God with that final encounter, and it's really what we do with the time that we've been gifted and the people that have been gifted in our lives. They're really going to judge how our life has been lived and what level of encounter with the Lord, both here and preparing for the next life. So this aspect of encuentro, comunio, and camino is critically important to the life of the church, particularly here in Orange. And we live that at the retreat center in a very meaningful way.
Tell us about that. How do you live that at the retreat center?
Well, number one, we are literally in the footsteps of the Franciscan friars who laid out the Camino Real in California. So when you come to us, you're coming on a journey. And so we're preparing to receive our gifts. So when you decide to go on retreat, you're going to a destination. In our case, you're coming to Santiago Retreat Center, which is located in the foothills of the Santa Ana Mountains. When you're received by people that find you where you are in life. If you're a young adult, your place is different than if you're part of a confirmation group or if you're part of a an individual camper that's coming for summer camp. Each one is a unique experience of God. But for a young adult, where they happen to be in that life, it might be anyone from just immediately post-college and you're trying to discern where God is calling you. Or maybe you're 35 years old and you haven't quite yet made up your mind or found where God has called you. Anything in between. I know in my life I was married at 20, so I stopped being a young adult at a very young age.
Yeah.
But there are others in my family that maybe got married a little bit later, and their young adult experience lasts a little bit. So just, you know, again, young adult is an all-encompassing term, but it basically means that you're now of legal age, you're past your formation period in terms of education, and now you're ready to take your responsibility as an adult in the body of Christ.
Tell us about what Crossroads is all about.
Crossroads is an encounter experience which really has different entry points. We work in conjunction with the young adults of the pastoral region of San Gabriel in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And we welcome on a monthly basis for an afternoon hike and an evening meal and a time of prayer and encounter and just fellowship, being with each other, just hanging out. And so it's a way for us to have a reason to invite people together. So it's not limited to the San Gabriel region, but they're the leadership of that particular program. A little bit later in the year, during the time of March or April, we usually have the Religious Education Congress that the Archdiocese of Los Angeles sponsors. It's a natural gathering point for a lot of young adults. And so we offer an overnight B&B experience for that weekend. So it's a very inexpensive place, $10-$15, where you can come, roll out your sleeping bag, catch a banana and yogurt before you head down to Anaheim for the conference. But it's also a place where you can be with other young adults. You can also find a good deal of time in the chapel in front of the Blessed Sacrament for some quiet prayer time or perhaps some praise or evening prayer. The overnight experience for the B&B is a very powerful moment. We have two of those, one in the springtime for the LA Religious Education Congress and another one in the fall when SCRC takes place during Labor Day weekend. Those are two real entry points for young adults to kind of have an overnight experience with us. And then, of course, the Camp Crossroads experience over the summer when our schedule is a little lighter. Sometimes people will come for, you know, a couple of days or a week, sometimes even a month, sometimes more than that, and spend some real intentional time of discernment about where God is calling them to be.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit with Mark McGrath, Executive Director of Santiago Retreat Center, Katie Hughes, who is part of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. We've been talking about the importance of this transformation, this metanoia, and how retreat centers play a key part of this. This starts at a very young age. It certainly starts when you get that nudge, that calling. As a child, certainly the retreat center right now is focused very much on confirmation students. So if you're anywhere within Southern California or anywhere as far as that goes and want to have a retreat for your confirmation students, Santiago Retreat Center is the way to go. And again, the website is
www.santiagoretreatcenter.org.
And so you can contact them and get something set up. We've been focusing on really the importance and power of young adult ministry and that community, whether it be the Crossroads experience that they offer once a month to kind of get your feet wet, to find out a little bit more about what it's all about up there at the Santiago Retreat Center, but to get to know people, to connect with people. And again, we've been talking about this, but community is so important. Young adults like to be with young adults. Your thoughts on that, Katie?
Yeah, they want to feel that someone gets them, that there are people like them struggling, and they want support. So it's nice when you're in community at Crossroads, you experience different people's place where they are with God. And some people, they're, you know, just getting back into the church. They've been struggling, and then they, you know, they had some sort of calling that the Lord wants to bring them closer. And so they're just beginning, you know, they're fledglings. And then you have people who are, you know, discerning religious life, or, you know, they're really into Lectio Divina, or you know, the praise and worship. And so we help each other along the way. We help each other grow and try out different things in their own spirituality. And there's comfort in the fact that we're kind of on level playing field with God, and it's okay, and you feel safe. You feel that the Lord brings people together, these young adults, and the Lord nourishes. The Holy Spirit's there when we're praying, and He just fills our hearts in different ways and molds us.
My brothers and sisters, there is not a coincidence on anything that happens in life. And it's not a coincidence that you're listening to this show, because God is calling you into a deeper relationship, into an encounter, as Pope Francis talks about, into that personal metanoia, that personal change, that transformation, that to take that quantum leap. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and you will receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. The Lord is asking you right now, come to me with all of your heart, come to me, and I will fill the holes that you're longing for, the holes in which you're longing for community, longing for love, longing for peace, longing for recognition, longing for acceptance, to be part of something. My brothers and sisters, be part of something big by being involved with ministry within your church, within the Catholic Church, being part of youth ministry, part of young adult ministry, part of a retreat center experience at Santiago or other retreat centers. That's what it's all about. God wants us to be in community, and He wants us to feel His love. Any final words from you, Mark, as it relates to our listening audience?
Well, number one, I want to say thank you, Deacon Steve, for the work that you do, not only here on the radio, but throughout your very, very active and busy ministry, because of that urgency of evangelization that you're experiencing. And to share the good news, I can't think of a greater calling in life than to introduce people to our good friend Jesus. And so thank you for that, and for Katie, and for everything that's happening here, not only in the studio, but in your daily life. The Retreat Center, it's a place of encounter, a place of welcome. That encuentro, that comunio, and that camino. So we invite you to visit our website, which is santiagoretreatcenter.org. Explore it. There's something for everybody, whether it's the group retreat, not only for your confirmation groups, but also something we've started this year, which we're very excited about, which is the confirmed retreat, a retreat for those that have actually been confirmed, to drill down deeper, to understand the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, so that maybe our young people are recently confirmed will have a little bit greater understanding of what life in the Spirit is at an early age rather than at that later age when so many of us are reanimated with those gifts. So the confirmed experience is something that's available for anybody that has been confirmed recently. But then we also have our summer camps, obviously. That's something that is something for fun for everyone in the family. And then for people that maybe can't go out on retreat but want to participate in the life, there's obviously a way for you to support us financially, particularly through our scholarship programs. know, not everyone can afford to go to camp. Not everyone, it's a struggle to be able to afford that retreat fee. So no one gets turned away because of inability to pay. We always close the gap, but we rely on our benefactors to help us with this. So there's a giving button on there where you can participate in the graces of the life of the retreat center through a financial contribution. A little bit of time, talent, and treasure is very helpful to us.
Mark, thank you so much for being on the show. And it's wonderful. Katie, thank you also.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the gift of retreat centers, the gift of life, the gift of the Holy Spirit within us. Open up our hearts, Lord God, to be healed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Bless us and fill us with that urgency, that zeal for you. We say this, the power of your love, the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of our Blessed Mother in Jesus' name, and I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.